Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 7:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Wednesday, August 12th. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has chosen Kamala Harris to be his running mate.
Reaction has been pouring in. Former President Barack Obama said Joe Biden nailed this decision by choosing Senator Kamala Harris as America's next vice president. He's underscored his own judgment and character. Also, every single VP shortlister who didn't make the cut congratulated Harris. Conventional wisdom is the Biden campaign wanted a VP who would represent the future of the party and be a minimal target for President Trump. Harris is a generation younger than Biden, and her candidacy will move the marker forward for women of color in politics, while also giving black voters a seat at the table, which many African-American groups outright demanded after black voters rescued Biden's primary campaign. But Democrats also see Harris as a safe ideological choice because of her law enforcement background.
That's Fox's Jackie Heinrich with that report. The State Finance Council has approved $60 million to expand broadband access, $3.9 million in reimbursements to state agencies for COVID-19-related operational expenses, and up to $5 million for consulting services for meeting accounting and compliance requirements of the Coronavirus Relief Fund. Here's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
The connectivity proposal featured $50 million for improving broadband infrastructure and $10 million for partnerships with internet service providers to serve low-income populations. On July 29th, SFC approved $254 million funding for public health, education, and economic development. That allocation, combined with today's approvals for connectivity, remaining FY20 state agency reimbursements, and the consulting contract for the Recovery Office, will complete the round two funding of the CRF. There will be approximately $290 million of CRF funding remaining for round three. Previously, $400 million was allocated to Kansas counties in round one.
All of those grants will be paid for through the Coronavirus Relief Fund. Let's check our weather forecast here on this Wednesday. Find out more from meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Now that we are well into a summer pattern, we go day to day sometimes as thunderstorm complexes hang on a little longer than expected. And that's the case this morning as they have spread in clouds across parts of south central Kansas. We expect to be partly cloudy and warm this afternoon, our high 90. Storms return again after midnight, our low 72, Thursday 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, breeze out of the southeast, 92% humidity. We are under a cloudy sky. It is 71 degrees on this Wednesday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Europe, and he's looking to get some things accomplished. Let's find out more about that from Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London this morning. Hello, Simon.
Hey, good morning.
What is Secretary Pompeo up to? Why is he making this foreign visit at this time?
Well, he seems to be doubling down on American warnings about Russia and particularly China at the moment. He's in the Czech Republic today. He is also scheduled on this visit to travel to Slovenia, Austria and Poland. So it's his second trip to Europe in a month, but he's a particular focus on Central Europe on this occasion. He has just been speaking alongside the Czech Prime Minister, and he has been discussing the prospect of the Czech Republic and various other European countries doing business deals with Russian and Chinese companies, specifically state-owned companies in Russia and China, whether that's in the Czech Republic's case, they're trying to build a nuclear power plant at the moment. There's a lot of speculation about who's going to get the contract to do that work. Russia and China want a slice of it, although there is also an American group involved. Mike Pompeo was bullish on this. He said, "I'm confident that when faced with a decision about authoritarianism or democracy and freedom, I'm very confident in what they'll choose." But he also gave a warning, as far as he's concerned, in case one was still needed, that he said that if you go with some of these other countries to build out energy infrastructure, that carries real risk and real cost to your sovereignty. So it's an effort, it seems, this tour, this travel over the next few days, to just drill home some of the things that the Trump administration has been complaining about, that they want to reverse this tide of China and Russia seeking to vacuum up contracts to build energy infrastructure or other infrastructures or telecoms networks as well.
And yet, those two massive nations do provide a lot of resources, and sometimes it might be tough to start to turn away from some of that.
Oh, they do. And they provide very compelling contracts when you simply look at the numbers. And if you are a government that is not feeling particularly rich, which is pretty much every government on earth at the moment, given the catastrophic recessions that are unfolding because of the coronavirus outbreak, then money talks. And sometimes you might get a Chinese state-owned company that offers a compelling argument when you look at the numbers. Pompeo's argument is that if you go with a company from, for instance, the American private sector, then you're going to have greater transparency, greater control. You're not going to be on the hook for so many things. And so that's what he's trying to urge countries to do. Certainly, I think by starting in the Czech Republic, and I think he's spending 3 days in that country, which is a long time by sort of diplomatic travel standards, I think he's trying to emphasize how pleased the U.S. is with some of the decisions they've made recently. Particularly, the Czech Republic has kind of led the way in Europe on outlawing China's Huawei from new telecoms networks. Mike Pompeo said, as far as he's concerned, the tide is turning when it comes to countries building 5G networks and encouraging them to lean away from Chinese companies. But I think the fact that he's here perhaps underscores how he still feels that there are arguments that he needs to make to try and encourage European allies to lean towards the U.S. in these growing tensions between particularly the U.S. and China.
Yeah, these countries we're talking about in Central Europe are not massive forces, but they can be a stronghold if the Russians and the Chinese decide that this is a place where they can really do business and set up shop.
I mean, it all adds up. And, you know, you are talking about in countries like the Czech Republic, places that have gone through vast political transformations mm-hmm. just in the past few decades, you know, very recent history. And so I think they sense that there are opportunities and options there and also concerns in some of those countries. But at the same time, you know, the administration has had a couple of or one particular win in this front in recent weeks, which is that Britain was going to allow Huawei to build part of its 5G wireless network and then reverse course under pressure from the United States. And I think that they've seen that as quite a victory. The Czech Republic, as I say, has also been big on that front as well. So, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of talk about potentially some kind of new, almost Cold War-style conflict emerging between China and the United States. Europe remains a prize that is up for grabs in that. Most European countries have been reluctant to pick a side at this stage, and so there's probably a bit of that going on as Mike Pompeo travels around these various European capitals in the next few days.
Simon, how are things today in London?
Well, I mean, look, we're in the grip of a heat wave. I don't know how 90 to 95 degrees sort of rates by your heat wave standards. Maybe not that severe, but this city is not built for 95 degrees, so we are sweating it out. But at the same time, on a news perspective, the UK has just recorded its latest GDP figures, not necessarily something that makes huge news normally, but it's the UK economy has collapsed by 20% in the latest quarterly figures, which is April to June, under pressure as the coronavirus unfolded. And 20%, just to try and put that into context, all sorts of countries are breaking unwanted records at the moment, but 20% is the steepest fall recorded by any of the world's major economies, including the US, Germany, and France. And the finance minister has accepted that this morning. He said, "I said that hard times were coming. Today's figures show that hard times are here."
And that's the world we live in. Simon, we really appreciate it. Thanks for checking in. Have a great day.
Thanks a lot.
That is Fox News Radio's Simon Owen, live in London, discussing some of the great, interesting things going on in Central Europe and the visit from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Thanks, Simon, for your time today. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted, and now here's Larry Klefkorn with today's retirement tip, sponsored by Market Advisory Group.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.